The New Zealand men's basketball team has recorded its first win over Australia in 11 years. The Tall Blacks have beaten an undermanned Boomers side 108-98 in the opening game of their Asia Cup qualifying campaign in Brisbane. Point guard Shea Ealy was New Zealand's equal best leading scorer with 21 points.
You know, the boys came out firing, and it was a great win for us. Yeah, and it was just the boys just played their role and, you know, bought into the system that we've been playing in, and yeah, it was great that we got that win.
Shea Ealy. The Black Caps will leave it as late as possible to select the 11th and final player in their team to face India in the first cricket test in Wellington, which starts today. With Kyle Jamieson confirmed to replace Neil Wagner, just one spot remains up for grabs in the New Zealand lineup. Captain Kane Williamson says they're delaying the decision on whether to pick spinner Ajaz Patel or batting all-rounder Daryl Mitchell because of a weird tinge to the Basin Reserve pitch.
Got a different look to perhaps what we're used to seeing here at the Basin, but I guess still confident that it'll be a good cricket wicket, which it does tend to be here with a bit of pace and bounce.
Kane Williamson. The Blues have named three playmakers in their 15 for Sunday morning's Super Rugby match against the Bulls in Pretoria. Otiri Black will make his first appearance of the season at first five, with Harry Plummer named in the midfield and Stephen Perifetta at fullback. And Roger Federer has announced he will miss a number of tournaments, including the French Open, after undergoing keyhole surgery on his knee in Switzerland. It'll be the fourth time in 5 years that the 20-time Grand Slam singles champion has missed the clay court slam. Koina ngā pūrongo, a kina kina.